Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette police respond to three incidents this weekend at McDonald's on Camel Drive. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The McDonald's on Camel Drive was the site of multiple incidents over the weekend. According to Sergeant Jeremiah Wagner, on Friday, January 17th, officers cited a 16-year-old boy for reckless endangerment after he admitted to pointing a handgun at a 16-year-old girl in a fast food drive-thru, claiming it was a joke. Just hours later, on January 18th, a 30-year-old man was arrested for driving while under the influence. Police stopped him on Camel Drive for expired registration and observed signs of intoxication during the traffic stop. Then on January 19th, the manager at McDonald's reported being hit in the head with a fish sandwich by an angry customer. The man, upset about his order, reportedly tore open the drive-thru window and threw the sandwich. Police are still searching for the suspect, who was driving a 2017 Chrysler registered in Belle Fourche, South Dakota. Wyoming debates private property sales to federal government. A heated debate over private property rights and federal land ownership unfolded in the Wyoming House on Monday. Cowboy State Daily reported lawmakers considered House Bill 118, which would require any private land sold to the federal government to be matched with an equivalent reduction in federal land within the state. The bill, sponsored by Representative Dalton Banks of Crowley, aims to curb the expansion of federal land ownership while maintaining Wyoming sovereignty. Banks argued that the bill protects property owners from federal overreach. Opponents like Representative Carly Provenza, a Democrat from Laramie, warned it restricts private landowners' rights to sell their property freely, calling it a dangerous precedent. Provenza's amendment to remove the private property provision was rejected in a 34-25 vote. Recent federal land purchases, including the $100 million acquisition of Teton County's Kelly Parcel and the Marton Ranch in Natrona County, have sparked controversy. The bill advanced for further consideration. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.